Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chains Show.
Of It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half. 86 Productions.
D-R-I-N-K-I-N spell stranger. I'll tell you something you might not know. You can't go Finland without your bow. M-I-D-D-L-I-N spells Finland. G-A-M-B-L-I-N spells gambling.
Of course.
D-R-I-N-K-I-N spells drinking. But anyways, I'll tell you something you might not know.
You can't go fiddling without your bow.
F-I-D-D-L-I-N spells fiddling.
Fiddling.
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Well, I showed up at my own funeral with a bottle of Cuervo Gold. The liquor stores in purgatory were plumb out of Jim Beam. Some people I think I knew, well, they were praying over my soul. Some were praying way too hard, and some not enough, it seemed. I lit up a big cigar, and then a group of women sang. They sang up a hymn to heaven, hoping that's where I had gone. Their voices wailed and rumbled, and in my heart there was a pain. For the days when I could sit on earth and belt out this here song, it went, pour me another bartender. Just pour me another Jim Beam. Don't give me none of that nasty shit that they make in Tennessee. Just pour me another shot of that good shit straight from Kentucky. Well, my bottle was empty and the show was over. They put me in the dirt. They all went back to my daddy's trailer and drank 4 cases of beer. Well, if that's the way my friends chose to send me off, it kinda hurt. But at least my cousin Jackson said he'd be drinking Jim if he was here. So now I'm in a white waiting room with 3.5-month-old magazines. They're counting up my dids and didn'ts and my rights and wrongs. Well, all I got to go with is my boots and old blue jeans, and the hope that I'll be going someplace where I can belt out this here song. It goes, pour me another, bartender. Just pour me another Jim Beam. Don't give me none of that nasty shit that they make in Tennessee. Just pour me another shot of that good stuff straight from Kentucky. Just pour me another, bartender. Just pour me another Jim Beam. Don't give me none of that nasty shit that they make in Tennessee. Just pour me another shot of that good stuff straight from Kentucky.
Well, it got high on the White House roof, and old Merle Haggard likes to smoke that hooch. There's a tear or two to tell on Jerry Lee. My favorite country singer is Johnny Cash, and back in 68 he liked to smoke that hash. So if it's okay by June, I guess it's alright with me. George Jones. We'll be higher than a hippie on a helicopter ride. Roll up your homegrown. Sing some redneck songs. Sing it if you know it.
We'll sing.
Will make you cry. And good corn liquor make you fight. And Jose Cuervo, well, you're no friend of mine. But I like the smell and I like the taste of a big old fat stuff right. With you tonight. Sing with us one time. What do you say? Let's all get stoned and listen to George Jones. We'll be higher than a hippie on a helicopter ride. Roll up your homegrown. Brother, I sing mine high, high, high.
doctor says I'm living on precious borrowed time. With all the time I'm giving to liquor, beer, and wine. The x-rays of my liver look like molded old Swiss cheese. My heart pumps blood and alcohol through hardened arteries. Everybody knows me down at the local bar. I drink until I can't see and I wonder where you are. I guess I let my health go since you quit being mine. But there was nothing to replace you except liquor, beer, and wine. Liquor, beer, and wine is a flashing sign I see. Every single morning I get up, it's a buzzing down at me. I look up to the heavens for a ray of hope to shine. Liquor, beer, and wine.
like to kick Tim McGraw in the nutsack?
Ouch!
Want to donkey punch Taylor Swift?
Yeah!
Then come on over to IBWIP.com and listen to our show, It Burns When I Pee. What is IBWIP, you ask? It's a monthly show about real country music, adult humor,
old women need loving too, I guess,
and tons of fun. Join Norma Jean, Creepy Guy, and me, Blake Clayton, for the award-winning podcast, It Burns When I Pee, at IBWIP.com.
When I pee.
You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on flappadaddy.com. Get some, bitches.
I've been waiting for it this
straight. It
must have been them pills are true.
I've been
wishing, turning, seeing visions.
Must have been
them pills are true. Hey, I don't know what they were. I don't know where I got it.
But they sure
made me.
There's
blood on the carpet and holes in the walls.
Must have been
them pills I took and hit me. Yeah, the fears are all busted and I hear someone crying. Must have been them pills
I took.
I still don't know what they were and I don't know where I got them. But they sure made me feel.
Bad things.
Must have been them pills I took.
I lied, man, I stole it. I ain't fucking joking. It must have been them pills I took.
It just had to be.
I'll never know what they were. I'll never know where I got them. But they sure
made me feel good.
They give my heart room.
Yeah,
my thoughts are
away.
another joint. One more time to clear my head. And I get right to the point. I better stop feeling better and better off dead. Put some ice in a Dixie cup. Pass the whiskey over here. Take that joint and fire it up. I said fire it up, why don't you fire it up? And if there ain't no whiskey, pass the beer. I got just about $2, but I know someone will buy. I got 50 cents on gas if you agree to drive. We could head on down to the liquor store, find something to cure our ill. Well, if a whiskey won't do it, that cheap wine surely will. Stumble into the liquor store,
trying hard not to fall,
with a $1.50 for a bottle of wine.
Staying drunk all the time.
I know just what I'm looking for. Thunderbird will do just fine. Cents on gas, if you agree to drive. We can head on down to the liquor store, find something to cure our ill. Well, if a whiskey won't do it, that cheap wine surely will. Stumble into the liquor store with a $1.50 for a bottle of wine. You know, a bottle of wine, I said a bottle of fine wine. I know just what I'm looking for. Thunderbird will do just fine.
Yeah.
and a pack of cigarettes. Yeah.
Well, maybe you caught a theme there. Well, hey, hang on a second. Let me get this going. Yeah. Yeah. That's what the theme is. I don't have a beer to crack open. Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com. And the theme tonight is drunken, smoking songs. And this will also be podcast number 25 over at section86.com coming up this Tuesday. So I appreciate everybody who's hanging out with me on the chat board. We have Taprat. He hasn't been on the show for a while. He's been all banged up, beat up. Taprat hosts a show right here at flatbeta.com every Tuesday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Central Time called The Rat. And he puts on a great show, man. He's been putting on some of the concerts he's been recording himself. And he plays movies as well. And sometimes he plays original series Star Trek episodes. And it's good to have John back on the chat board. And I appreciate all his support. We also have Lefty X from a show I tell you about all the time here on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. He's on every Friday night, 3 hours before my show starts. He has a show called LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X right here at FlapDaddy.com. And like I said, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, right before my show starts. And he plays half sides from vinyl albums and does a fantastic job. He's been on doing this longer than I have. And man, we always appreciate his shows. And he was gone here for a couple weeks. And man, truly missed that 3 hour time block every Friday. So if you guys get a chance to hop on FlapDaddy.com earlier than 12 o'clock, check out LP Sides Only and you won't go wrong. And the same with, like I said, Taprat's show called The Rat. Every Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. East or Central Time. And like I said, you won't go wrong with any of those shows. And we certainly appreciate all their support and your support keeping these kind of shows going. That right there was a band that I found originally. He was a member of the Hank3.com custom board. He went by the name of Finlander. And he posted up a band of his. It's called Eric Koskinen Band. And I've been a huge fan of his ever since. This song here was called Six Pack of Beer and a Pack of Cigarettes, and it's off album. I'm not sure he's even released that on an album. He did put out a EP himself here, I think 2005, called Mandan Hayseed, and fantastic album. And the cool thing about the Mandan Hayseed album is Eric Koskinen, he's a great producer and artist as well, but he does, on that Mandan Hayseed, man, he does it all. He plays the guitar, bass, drums, wrote everything, as well as produced it and put it out, artwork and all that stuff, and fantastic stuff. So if you like what you heard there, go to Eric Koskinen Band on MySpace and check out more. And fantastic band, and I appreciate all Eric's support. He's given me a couple of his albums and some demos, and I'll be playing those here down the road. Just good stuff. 1100 Springs. Right before that, to go along with the smoking and drinking songs, played, of course, I'm not sure the name of the album. I should have the information, but I don't. Anyway, the song is called Thunderbird, and just a fantastic, absolutely fantastic band from Texas, 1100 Springs. From Paying My Dues Again, we heard from the Flat Tires, a song they got off their album put out, I think, 2007, and fantastic song called Bourbon Whiskey. Of course, the pills I took right before that was from Those Poor Bastards, just a fantastic band, and they just got done with a touring with Hank 3, and didn't get a chance to see that tour, man, but I sure would have liked Those Poor Bastards. Just put out a brand new album, and so check out The Poor Bastards on MySpace as well, and get some more information about that. From the album Begonias, right before that we heard a band, kind of an obscure band, but I really like them a lot. They're Catlin Carey and Thad Cockerell, and a song they put out called Party Time off the Begonias album. And, of course, we heard from Reverend Horton Heat from his Liquor in the Back album. And we heard, of course, go along with the theme, the song we played off that was Liquor, Beer, and Wine. And from a year that I don't know when it was recorded, it's a live cut. And over the years, I didn't know what the artist was, but with the help of some friends on the chat board here, I came across the knowledge that it's actually Jesse Dayton, but I'm not sure when it was recorded, but anyway, we did his version. I think he wrote the song too. It's a dope smoking song, and just, you know, great stuff right there. And I started the whole night off tonight with another member of the Hank3.com custom board. He goes by the name of Seabear on the board, but he put out an album under Johnny Jessup. The album's called Dead or Indifferent, and he put it out in 2004. And I tell you what, man, it's just fantastic stuff. Played a song called Kentucky Straight. But you listen to all these bands you hear these days, like the Joe Buck Yourself, and just, you know, all these other bands that are out there. Johnny Jessup was right up there with them, and this was like 5 years ago. And I just wish he would have got more acknowledgement for this album he put out, because it's just absolutely fantastic work. So do me a favor and go to MySpace/Johnny Jessup and check out stuff from him. And I just wish he'd put out some more music. It's been a long time and kind of given up hope on it. But man, if he ever does, you know, it's just well worth listening to. Johnny Jessup, what a great artist. Anyway, like I said, this is the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show, and I'm doing smoking, drinking songs all night long. So I'm going to get back into the music right now. And like I said, I appreciate everybody who's hanging out in the chat board with me, as well as everybody who's taking time to download or listen to this podcast at section86.com. You know, it's just about getting the music out there. So I think I better get back to doing that right now. I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
Troubles all around me. Whoa, I'm all alone with no one to pet me. Oh, rocket ship. you won't ever get me. When I get low, I get high. I said, when I get low, whoa, I get high.
We'll be back in a minute with more excitement right after this word.
Beer, 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 beer,
blackest night, there was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf walking along the side of me.
I'm green and I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big titty girl in by the name of Chrissy. Talking about her in my bike to be in the side of the mountain. Even the crickets were acting weird up here, and so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a crunch twig. And up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red on and a widow's teeth and then a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear to know it was. He had some human flesh underneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was titty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said,
put it away. You know I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say?
You ate my Chrissy?
Titties and all.
Well, what about the beer then, boy?
The can's this tall.
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yes, this is true.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil, do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you notice this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore.
Don't call
that's
me that.
About the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that paper, bet your ass I will sign. Because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I've had.
Why, oh, yeah?
There was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers were worse than you.
Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do?
Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me.
That's very, very true.
Wait, you ain't supposed to want to make a deal with me.
Ah, but I'm slightly different than your average customer,
devil. But most people don't want to make a deal with me.
Yeah, well, I'm only interested in two things, and that's titties and beer, you know what I mean?
What? Titties, yeah. And beer?
Titties and beer, 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 titties and beer. Titties and beer.
Titties and beer. I don't know if you're the right
titties and beer. Titties and beer, titties and beer.
No, don't sign it. Give me time to think. I mean, hold on a second, boy, because... that's magic in.
And then the devil let go of the pickle, and out come my girl. They heard the titties pop, popping all around the world. She said,
I got me three beers and a fistful of downs, and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you clowns.
Then she gave us the finger, it was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he farted, and she went right over the cliff.
Whoa, tinsel time.
Well, the devil was mad. I took off to my pad. I swear I do declare. How did you get back there? I swear I do declare. How did you get back there? I swear I do declare. How did you get back
I can't forget.
Guess what that was? Yep, that was a cover of a Black Sabbath song by Godsmack. Great stuff right there. That's, of course, like I said, Godsmack doing Sweet Leaf. And yeah, that follows the theme of the night for sure. And right before that, of course, one of my all-time favorite guitar players and all-around crazy persons is, of course, that's Frank Zappa and his song Titties and Beer. And right before that, we heard from the self-titled album Guns of Nevada. Heard a great song off of that. A song's called Lonesome, Drunk and Blue. But man, I was talking to Lefty X and John on the chat board, and they were thinking the same thing I was. That song has the remnants of, what is that song? I just had a brain fade. yeah, House of the Rising Sun. So that's how it goes, you know, smoke a little pot and then you lose your memory. The Camp Town Ladies right before that, and a fantastic song, Gina Glina, the one that sings and plays guitar on the for the Camp Town Ladies. Sent me this song a while ago for a compilation disco I was putting out. And, man, absolutely fantastic band. The song's called When I Get Low, I Get High. And I like the old 30 or 40s style of music she put on that song. Great stuff. And a local band from Lansing, Michigan. They broke up a few years ago, but the band is called Ingham County Regulars. And off their self-titled album as well. Heard a track off that. Fit into the night tonight. Oh, the song was called Raging. And like I said, wraps up set number two for the drinking and drugging songs and just kind of trying to get through the night. I'm not really playing a bootleg tonight. I'm just going to keep playing the whole night with songs of drinking and drugging. As you can tell, I might have been doing that tonight. Not sure, but it's very possible. But all I do know for sure is that you can't really get through a beer drinking night or a pot smoking night without having the Williamses on the show. That's for sure. And right now what I have is a set right now from Hank Sr., along with his grandson, Hank Williams III. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at flapdaddy.com. Mm-hmm.
all gone wrong. Since you've been gone, so give me 5 shots.
Thank you. surrounded by whores and thieves. That was always trying to get the best of me. And I don't mind getting thrown out on the street.
Are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking until I'm petrified. And then maybe these tears will leave my eyes. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You were on my lonely mind. Last night I walked the floor, and the night before, you were on my lonely mind. It seems my life is through, and I'm so doggone blue. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking till I can't move a toe, and then maybe my heart won't hurt me so. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You were on my lonely mind. Lord, I've tried and I've tried, but my tears I can't hide. You were on my lonely mind. All these blues that I've found have really got me down. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking till I can't even think, 'cause in the last week I ain't slept a wink. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You were on my lonely mind.
Yeah, if that's not a sad loss, I don't know what you would call one. You know, you listen to some of the words and lyrics that Hank Williams Sr. wrote down, and you can just feel, you know, that that came from within him, and you can feel, you can hear it in his voice. And even in the way he plays guitar, it's just a, man, a lot of lonesome, lovesick blues in that boy. But the thing is, you know, if you really think about it, like I said, this is the night tonight I've been dedicating to drinking songs, smoking songs, or whatever. And if you go through Hank Williams' collection, even though he's pretty much known for, you know, not really being a drunk, but missing a lot of shows because of drunkenness. And as much as he used to drink, you know, he really didn't sing about it all that much in his songs. He was, you know, pretty religious, and, you know, sure, he had the honky-tonk blues and, you know, a few bar-related songs, but, as far as songs about beer or anything like that, you know, there's very few and far between. Anyway, that's, of course, the great Hank Williams Sr. from the 10-disc complete Hank Williams collection. And a song that I believe was lost for a while and ended up in someone's attic. And luckily, it was preserved enough that it was, of course, you know, Hank Sr. and Jr. put the song, you know, they, you know, did a mix with both of them doing it. But nah, that ain't right, man. This is the way it was meant to be right there, and classic Hank Williams Sr. right there to go along with the theme of drinking and boozing tonight. And, of course, his grandson, right before that, I played the three tracks from Hank Williams III, or Hank III. And from his Straight to Hell album, we played a fantastic cover of the song Cheech and Chong made famous, of course, Up in Smoke. But I think Hank III made that one his own. From Damn Right and Rebel Proud, an album that was just released, his most recent release, we've heard a track off that called Stoned and Alone. Just great stuff. From Lovesick, Broke, and Driftin', his second release on Curb Records. And actually, this is a song I actually turned me on to Hank Williams III. Never heard of him before. And I heard this song first. The song, of course, was Five Shots of Whiskey from, like I said, Hank Williams III. And I hope you like that little set there. Of course, you can't, like I said, you know, if you have a night with boozing and drinking and smoking, you got to have the Williamses in there. So I just want to let everybody know I appreciate their tuning in. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, like you do, and downloading podcasts. I'm not sure why you do, but the numbers keep getting bigger than they were before, and people are downloading them. And I certainly appreciate everybody's time and effort in that, as well as, like I was telling you before, the host of The Rat and also the host of LP Sides Only are on the chat board with me tonight, and I appreciate their support as well. Taprat has a show from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Time every Tuesday at flapdaddy.com called The Rat, with your host Taprat, and he puts on a great show, so check his out, as well as Lefty X's LP Sides Only. He's on every night of the week at flapdaddy.com, basically. So you jump on from 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, anytime during the week, Eastern time, and you're going to run across the Lefty X show, and they're all fantastic. So keep that in mind when you're out surfing around the internet. And speaking of Lefty X, I'll tell you what, you know, over the years, there's, you meet people on the internet, and you talk to them over chat. And I have talked to him on the phone a couple of times, but I never met the man. But he's become a really good friend of mine, and we've been sending music back and forth to each other. But I tell you what, if you put a yardstick up to the music that we traded back and forth, mine would be down around the inch area. And Lefty X's measurement of what he sent me would be all the way to the top of the yardstick. He's gone far and above and sending me all these great bootlegs. And I tell you what, he recorded these shows here a week ago in Buffalo, New York, of Wayne Hancock and Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies, and he's just new to recording these bootlegs. But I tell you what, these are fantastic quality sounding bootlegs. And he sent me a fantastic copy of, it's like 4 discs long of a Wayne Hancock set and a couple different Bob Wayne and Outlaw Carnies bootlegs. And I'm going to be sure to play those in the next week or two. So if you're a fan of them, you know, check out the next couple of Bootleg Asylum radio shows, podcast, and you're going to have some great music from our host, Lefty X, over at LP Sides Only. So check his show out if you can. Fantastic show he puts on, and you don't want to miss that. And again, I want to thank Andy over at section86.com for putting this up on iTunes, as well as his site, section86.com. He puts up, it's a podcast network over there at section86.com. There's a lot of shows, Vertebreaker, Creative Tragedy, the Kiwini Sports League. You have the Hank and Chain show when he's putting them out, and hopefully he'll have one out here pretty soon. And of course, you got one of the best podcast, country podcast on this planet. You have Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee, and along with my Bootleg Asylum radio show. So a lot of stuff over there, so check that out when you get a chance. Anyway, I'm going to get back into the music right now, and I'll be back right after these. This is the Bootleg Asylum radio show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Gray 56 Chevy, built for speed, taking everything except for what it needs. Don't need no backseat, don't need no stereo. All he needs is under the hood to get him where he needs to go. He's got a 100 jug of moonshine packed and ready to go. Beef up them springs so the wave won't show. Can't leave till midnight, cause the old sheriff will be in bed. Said it just might make it, or it might wind up in jail. Daddy won't be home tonight, cause he's gotta make a run. Headed down to the Florida line, won't eat if it don't get done. Fargo, when the blue lights came on, he had to make a choice. Was it stay or was it run? He pulled over to the shoulder and put that pistol underneath his leg. Sheriff leaned in the window, so where you headed, Fred? Said you know where I'm going. Take your cut now, baby. I want.
last week he spent his whole paycheck on whiskey. I know Friday night he'll do it all again. Oh, he'll drink till he falls down, then he'll order one more round, and then go home with that bottle. The only thing I can hold on to is this bottle in my hand. I know I'll never have to share it with any other man. I'm so glad you introduced us, and I'll do the best I can. Bottle in my hand. She told George that changing diapers could sure become a drag, and to clean the house and cook for him was not her kind of bag. Said he needed someone who would love and understand. Then she left him with that bottle in his hand. And the only thing I can count on now is this bottle in my hand. I know I'll never have to share it, or with any other man. I'm so glad you introduced us. Oh, I'll do the best I can to be faithful to this bottle in my hand. Yes, we'll be faithful to this bottle.
We started a tour out in Denver, Colorado, and I made the first one, but I did not make the second show. 'Cause I met a girl there that brought about quite a big change. And I OD'd in Denver, and I just can't remember her name. I guess you could say that my love life was not up to par. Too many nights alone had left some permanent scars. She treated me nice, not like I find her again. But I OD'd in Denver, and I just can't remember her name. Well, I brought it on myself, and I guess that I shouldn't play. I'll be damned if I'll ever do any more of that cocaine. She took me higher than all of those expensive things. But I OD'd in Denver, and I just can't remember her name. And I turn to other things and try and make my daydreams real. You can't replace a woman's face or feel. She swore she'd love me, and I swore that I'd do the same. myself, and I guess that I shouldn't complain. Yeah, the doc says, son, you can't do any more of that cocaine. She took me higher than all of those expensive things. But I OD'd in Denver, and I just can't remember her name. I kind of overdid it in Denver, and I just can't remember her name. Thank you so much. That gave me a chill. Really.
Oh, remember the old candy bar poem? We got any veterans out there? All right, well, listen. We finally wrote a beer poem. You want to try it? All right, it goes, the ice house was rocking because the slits were all there. Guys were popping silver bullets. There was Bush in the air. While the bats blew a Canadian, Jenny creamed up her twat, gave southern comfort to Samuel Adams while Molson licked her golden spot. Pabst put up a blue ribbon and said we'll have a competition to see which lady's honey brown is truly fucking bitchin'. Killian read the results. Miss Miller won. We laughed. But when she spread her legs, we all felt the genuine draft. The orgy that followed was a real wild turkey. I was smearing off the juice from my little beef jerky. Johnny Walker blacked out and woke up to find Pete's wicked moose head shoved up in his behind. Foster had a Spanish bitch, but when he went to eat her, he found her way too salty. Her name was Margarita. St. Pauli's girl was on the floor, her snatch filled to the brim. Bud yelled out, if her twat can't hold it, I bet her 90 can. And next to her lay old Milwaukee, his face down in some piss, gurgling like a pig. It just doesn't get any better than this. So when you want a little wide mouth and your bruit needs some head, have an Amstel light the sign that hangs above my bed. Liquor in the front, poker in the rear. Suck my fucking dick, bitch, and spit it in my beer.
That guy's just crazy. John Velby. Dr. Dirty, I believe he goes by, too. I can't remember what all he goes by, but actually, my wife turned me on to him, God, years ago. We went to this show down in Kalamazoo, and it was just fantastic. Never heard the guy's shit before, man, but he has albums full of some of the dirtiest, raunchiest, funniest shit you'll ever hear, man. Tell you what, he gets pretty nasty, and he plays these little songs that he makes up, and man, the whole crowd reacts with the show. The crowd is part of the show, but me being the first time there and never hearing the guy, I couldn't believe that this place was packed to the rafters with all these people that apparently knew all the lyrics and all the words to these songs and jokes he was saying. And like I said, they all played right along, and I was having just as much fun laughing at everything he was saying, as much fun as I was having just looking around watching everybody. You know, I don't know how they realized, I don't know how those people knew all this crazy shit, but anyway, I hope you like that. That's a beer poem from John Velby, also known as Dr. Dirty, I believe, from the debut Government Mule album. Right before that, we heard Monkey Hill, again, to go to, along with the theme of the night, drinking, drugging, smoking songs. Jason Bolan and the Stragglers, right before that, a great song he put out. You know, live album, I believe it came off one of his live albums. I don't have the information in front of me. I should have, but I don't. Anyway, the song is called OD'd in Denver. And again, from Jason Bolan and the Stragglers. And of course, we played This Bottle, the great Dak, David Allen Coe. And I started this set off a while ago with a band that I first caught wind of when I went to see Hank Williams III the first time in Grand Rapids, Michigan at the Intersection. The band that opened was called the Lanny Strickland Band. You know, of course, they have a lot of, they sound a lot like Lynyrd Skynyrd. Rip off some of their licks, probably, but they got their own little, you know, slant on the thing, too. Anyway, the Lanny Strickland Band, check them out on MySpace. Just, I really enjoy them. And like I said, they're in the, definitely, Lynyrd Skynyrd mode. No doubt about that. But if you like that kind of music, these guys are out there kind of, you know, they kind of, you can tell, they admired what they were doing, and they're just trying to carry the torch. That's all they're doing. Anyway, great stuff from the Lanny Strickland Band. And again, this night's all about smoking and drinking songs. I got a set of music coming up from an artist I got turned on to a few years ago. This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here in flapdaddy.com. You know, so sit back, light your bong, crack open a beer, you know, check out some Zane Campbell.
1, 2, 3.
Mix grain and water in a mash tongue, then sponge and funk it out of tongue, start boiling. Hot! Got your work now. Get good attenuation, what you got here. Yeah. Pills and lager, otherwise known as
almost lost my beloved cousin Jeremy to beer. I mean the brewing of it, not the drinking, let me make that clear. I don't want to start any rumors about his alcoholism here, despite all the circumstantial evidence. See, Jeremy was almost killed in a brewing accident when a glass jug mysteriously exploded after he dropped it. It cut him so bad he nearly bled to death. Cousin Dan had to call an ambulance because neither of them was in any condition to do. Well, they were too upset to drive, you know, tears in their eyes and all. But by the grace of God, dumb luck, and the devil, Cousin Jeremy somehow survived. This got me to thinking about this thing called beer, how it come about and its history, so here it is for the first time in one song, a brief history of beer and how to make it. Come on, sing along. You just
mix grain and water in the mash tun can. Smudge and bundle out and come start boiling. Hop, got your work down. It's a Jack of Robinsies to facilitate population.
Holy Christ, to get good attenuation. What you got here?
Little lager, otherwise known as
beer. Now back in 15,002 B.C., February 26th, which fell on a Wednesday, Grog the Nomad was traipsing about. He couldn't find nothing to drink, and he was getting kind of thirsty. He came to a puddle some weed had fallen in, with a little wild yeast, and it had started fermenting. He took a drink of it and said, yeah, that tastes like piss. And he got a little buzz. He said, what the hell is this? It was beer.
Mixed grain and water in the mash tun can. Spike and bring a lot of fun. Start boiling. Got your work down. It's the Saccharomyces to facilitate population.
Holy Christ.
To get good attenuation.
What you got here?
Pills in a lager, otherwise known as beer.
Now Grog sucked up the rest of that puddle and he got drunk as hell. Passed out, woke up in the morning with a hangover and said, man, that was swell. He saw that soggy rotten wheat left there and he said, that must be it. Bet I could make this shit. He said to himself, I got to settle down, yeah. Start growing some wheat, maybe start a little town. I just need a water supply. He didn't know about the yeast, but it was blowing all around. Some yeast started growing on the magic stick that he used to stir his concoction with. He thought that stick was magic, not in the least. It wasn't the stick, it was just the yeast. So Grog had not only discovered beer, but he discovered how to make it, and he should be revered. That town he started was the first founded town, and soon he had a whole lot of friends coming around. So you could say with some justification, beer was the reason for civilization. And those of you who think that's a bit of a stretch, just ain't tried it yet. So
mix grain and water in the mash tun can. Sparge and bung it out of tongue, start boiling. Ha! Got your work now, it's the Saccharomyces to facilitate flocculation. We get good attenuation.
So what you got here?
Pills and lager, otherwise known as beer. Just a mixed grain and water in a mash tun can. Sparge and rook it out of tongue, start boiling. Got your work now, it's a Saccharomyces to facilitate flocculation.
To get good attenuation, what you got here?
Pills and lager, otherwise known as.
Death was riding shotgun, empty bottles rolled on the back seat. Sun came up again over the dash, went down in the rear view once more. And I'll think of you, and then I won't. I'll say I love you when I don't. When I don't, down like a runaway tractor trailer on the interstate in the dark, in the rain, in the dark, doing 90. I didn't see no headlights or hear a horn, didn't leave so much as a skid mark, just a grease spot, that was me. And I think of you on the dying bed of my name, whatever it was I said. And we're cane tapping blind, staggering on our best day. I'm somewhat less than up to snuff, I ain't firing on all six cylinders anyway. Not on my best day. Death was riding shotgun, empty bottles rolled on the backseat floor. The sun came up again over the dash, went down in the rear view once more. And I think of you, then I won't, I'll say I love you.
Dead as my dead friend. Mr. Whiskey tells me, just ignore them.
That's good advice.
Hello, Mr. Whiskey, ain't my friend, but I will turn to hell again. Cause he's better than no friend at all. Though I know he ain't got my best in mind, and he don't really care, I just feel better. Mama told me, trips me up every time I turn my head. He's already killed off half of my family. Hello, Mr. Whiskey, ain't my friend, but I will turn to him again. Your room, I painted the walls to cover any memories, but still it seemed like you were hovering over, still out there keeping an eye on me. And I never really was able to tell you, that's why I'm telling you now that you can't hear. It ain't gonna be the same around here without you. I'm holding back a flood behind one tear. We'll go down to the postmortem bar and catch up on the years that and we'll tell our stories. Do you remember when the world was just like a carnival opening up? I never thought that I would ever see the day, and I don't want to believe it's true. You see, you were supposed to always be there. A little part of me died with you. And we'll go down to the postmortem bar and catch up on the years that have passed between us, and we'll tell our stories. Do you remember when the things took a walk and I didn't know which way I was going, but somehow or other I ended up here where we said we were gonna meet again. And I guess I was just hoping the place had been closed down a while. It was all dark in there. But we'll go down to the postmortem bar and catch up on the years that have passed between us, and we'll tell our stories. Do you remember when the world was just like a carnival opening up? And we'll go down to the postmortem bar. Carnival opening.
That right there is a song that not many people are going to hear, and it's just a fucking damn shame. And actually, that song probably got heard the most of any Zane Campbell song. It happened to be in the late 80s. His girlfriend at the time worked for Sony Universal Pictures, and they happened to be putting out a movie. Actually, it was the first movie made in the United States, anyway, about the HIV/AIDS epidemic that was going around. The movie was called Longtime Companion, and they were looking for a song for the soundtrack. And like I said, her Zane Campbell's at-the-time girlfriend worked at Sony Universal. And she kind of, although it's not kosher to be doing that, taking your boyfriend's music into your work with you to try to pawn it off, but she slid it to him, the people there at Sony, and they listened to the song, Postmortem Bar, that Zane had wrote, and they loved it, and they put it on the soundtrack. So, you know, a little bit of shady goings on there, but they managed to get it on there. So that's Zane's claim to fame, that song right there, Postmortem Bar, like I said. From the soundtrack of the album, or actually from the soundtrack of the movie, and it's still out there. You can find it. This movie's called Longtime Companion, and like I said, it was one of the first American films about the HIV/AIDS at the time, you know, late 80s. So hope you like that. And a couple, three songs right before that. And like I said, Zane Campbell really never put out any official albums. He put out some. He'd go into a studio and record these wonderful songs and put out these albums, and he'd only press 75 to 100 of them, and he'd give them all away. But we heard a song called Mr. Whiskey, Blind Staggering, which is a kind of a Johnny Cash sounding song, and I really like that. And we started the set off of Zane Campbell's music with his little song he put out, I think about a year ago he made it and sent it to me. And it's called The History of Beer, and kind of funny stuff there, kind of reminiscent, a little bit of a what might have been a Zappa song or something. Not totally, but kind of has a Zappa-esque flavor to the History of Beer by Zane Campbell. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the night. That's just about my show. And I appreciate everybody's hanging out on the chat board with me. That's pretty, I got the usuals on there. Lefty X, like I said, and Taprat. I certainly appreciate all their support. And I was talking to Taprat just a while ago, and we found out that his uncle had passed away yesterday. And I just want to send my condolences out to him and his family on the loss. And man, I certainly appreciate their support for me on this show. And I just wanted to mention that to him and send out my condolences to the family. And also for Lefty X for hanging out in the chat board with me, as always. You guys can hang out too if you want. If you download this podcast or listening, jump on flapdaddy.com every Friday night, 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern time, and get on the live chat if you want. And you can request a song, and I'll put it on if I have it. And if I don't, I'll get it as soon as I can. But anyway, I appreciate you guys hanging out for tonight. Like I say, over the last few podcasts, I've been letting you guys know about another podcast I found called Whiskey and Waterbeds. Go to MySpace/Whiskey and Waterbeds. And just a fantastic show they put on. I think they got 27, working on 28th episode right now. And there's a couple other ones on there. The host of the show is Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup. And besides the Whiskey and Waterbeds podcast, they each put out their own separates. Joey Fuckup's is called, Hayride to Hell. And I think he's got four episodes. He just put his fourth one up here last week, so check that out. That's just fresh out, really good stuff. And Whiskey Brian's podcast is called Tryin' Times, and I just listened to that a few days ago, and just fantastic music, man. If you guys are out surfing around looking for you know, unique music, something you don't hear very often, besides the shows here at flapdaddy.com and section86.com, you can go to MySpace and find them. But if you go to MySpace/whiskeyandwaterbeds, and I think you're going to enjoy some of the music you'll find on there, so check that out if you can. Anyway, that's about my show for tonight. Thanks to Andy over at section86.com once again for putting this show up on iTunes as well as his own site. And everybody who's been listening tonight, appreciate all your support. And I'm going to leave the... I'm going to play one more song as I leave, and it's from J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. The song I'm going to play is off of his album Dark Bar in a Jukebox. Excuse me. To go along with the drinking and smoking tunes all night, I'm going to be playing a song that Hank Williams III helped him out on. Although he goes by Dixie Coon, I believe, on the album for legal reasons, but the song I'm going to be playing that they're both on is called Lonesome, Loaded and Cold from, like I said, the Dark Bar in a Jukebox. But here, coming up May 5th, I believe, 2009, J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters have a brand new album out called As America Rolls By, and I can't wait for that to come out. We heard some of the live stuff here on one of the podcasts. I put out a few shows ago, so it'd be nice to have the official release right in my hands. So that's coming out, like I said, May 5th, I believe, on Hell Train Records, I believe. I think Hell Train Records got brought out by Crumb Villain Records. Anyway, you're going to be able to get it here pretty soon, so check that out. Anyway, like I said, that's pretty much my show for tonight, and I'm going to end it with that J.B. Beverly and Wayward Drifters song. So you guys all have a good week. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Song Radio Show right here on flapdaddy.com, and we'll talk to you later.
Sitting here all night long, singing these old sad songs, wondering how I wound up on this road. But the bar's getting ready to close, and everybody's heading home. And the bartender says, man, it's time to go. Yeah, I ain't got no home, and so I guess it's time to roam. Now I'm lonesome, loaded and cold. Loaded and cold.